I've seen this.
Yeah.
Yeah. His wax sculpture looks more like a human being than he does.
It's admittedly, it's a bad picture.
No, there's some shit. There was one photo of him where he's sitting, like he's sitting at the table, yeah, and he's just like, he like looks one way,
uh-huh,
and then he looks the other way, and just, he looks like Data. I need this water. I love water so much.
They said that in one of the newer rap battles in history.
Yeah.
Was Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And one of Elon's line was like,
I just build robots.
You look so robotic at your Senate hearing. Captain Picard's like, we need Lieutenant Data back. And then Zuckerberg opens with, actually, Data was a...
an android?
No, he goes, actually, Data was a lieutenant commander.
I hate that guy.
Yep. Both of them.
Hello, and welcome back to Here's What I Don't Mini Get, from north to south, east to west, the only formerly full-length podcast to tackle all of life's minorest annoyances. I am your host, Ted Burt, and with me today, as always, my friend, Tim, the Handlebreaker.
That's right.
We went and had some steaks.
Yep.
I was unable to finish my steak.
You had a big one.
I had a fucking, God, that was a good steak, though. Yeah.
We also had some...
some thick, giant bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Getting ready for Halloween, I dug out my my Star Trek phaser prop.
And your Star Trek phaser prop and your Star Trek phaser prop.
Yeah. So I have the wand company, like the real nice ones that feel nice in your hands, that look nice on the table.
And also work as TV remotes.
And also this one works as a TV remote or as a Bluetooth communicator to your phone. But yeah, then I have the old ones that I had back in high school.
Yeah.
That are made out of cheap plastic. Yep. And the batteries are long since dead. And I'm debating about whether or not, like, which ones I want to carry on my costume. I'm leaning towards the cheap toy ones.
Yeah.
So if they get knocked off, it's like, meh. That cost me $20 10 years ago. I don't give a shit.
Whereas...
This
thing
cost
gets
me
knocked
like $200,
off,
you know, yeah, last year, the year before. Yeah.
Well, it's getting to be that time.
It is. I'm super excited. I mean, I've got
less
my
than a
costume
week away,
right here.
It's in arm's length.
Yeah.
Less than a week away at this point.
We are getting ready for it.
Yep.
And then you know what? We're going to have a second Halloween this year. November 24th.
Yep.
Halloween 2. And then we're having a third Halloween on the 22nd of December, because fuck you.
But it's going to be a little different than the first two?
No, it's going to be the same thing.
It's going to have a lame song attached to it?
God damn it.
That's an allusion to our movie commentary for the month of October, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yeah, speaking of that, it's too late now to vote on the movies, but I hope you did, because
yeah,
we're running low on votes at the moment, or the last time I checked we were. So I'm hoping that people jumped in and threw in some more votes for us, so you can find out what we're going to watch. But you know what it's not too late for, Tim?
What?
December's Battle Royale voting.
That's right.
There's like 42 movies on this list.
Uh-huh.
We got to narrow it down to around 12. If there are ties, there might be, you know, we'll probably end up with some number that's close to 15.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I think
somewhere we'll in between
end up
that
right
and 12.
About that area. Yeah. It won't be less than 12. It probably won't be more than 20.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say like 15 or 16 is probably the number. And then we'll vote on those. And like the final movie commentary of the year, that'll be like a Cinderella story. It was a failure. It was down and out, but then it comes back.
Yep.
A Festivus miracle. Too.
Like Rudy.
Like Rudy.
Yeah.
You have anything else or anything fun happened since we last recorded? Hashtag/ this month. I think I have aphasia. Fuck.
Well, let's see. Yesterday was hashtag Throwback Thursday. No, I've just been. You know what's funny? It was I was talking to someone and they were like, "Hey, Destiny seems like the kind of game a friend of mine might be into. Should I recommend that to them?" And I was like,
Well, like, what kind of stuff, like, are do they, first thing I asked was, like, do they like to put a lot of hours
into things?
They're like, oh, kind of, yeah, he put, one time he put, like, 150 hours into this game in, like, 1 month. And I was like, oh,
those are rookie numbers. Basically, you got to pump those numbers.
Basically, I was like, I don't have 150 hours of Destiny. Not at all.
150 hours in 1 month. Come on.
Yeah. Like, the game hasn't been out for a month yet. I think I have over 150 hours in it.
I think I have more than 100. When did I start playing Fallout 4? Like,
2 months ago? A month and a half ago?
A month and a half ago. I think I'm over 200 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's only playing on days off with a full time job and overtime. Yeah, yeah. He's not gonna like Destiny. Sorry, yeah.
Rookie hours, man.
That's some funny shit. Well, why don't you say we jump into your first mini issue this month, Tim? What do you not get?
Here's what I don't mini get: milk.
Yeah, you did not like that Sean Penn movie at
no.
all.
No,
and you're still talking about it, which is mind blowing because it came out like
2007.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's just every once a week he's just like, you know who I hate? Sean fucking Penn. Yeah, we gotta hear this again.
Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, I mean, I don't enjoy most of his movies.
Did you like I Am Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the way that you kind of have to enjoy those kind of movies. Yeah. In the way that if you don't enjoy those movies, you're a real asshole.
Yeah, you know what movie I really hated? Radio. And you're just like, oh my God. Radio.
My top five worst movies of all time. I Am Sam, Rain Man, Radio. Just keep going.
Forrest Gump. yeah.
Joe Dirt. Yep.
That's fair.
Now that I'm thinking about it, Sean Penn does not really appeal to me.
No, he's only been good in like three things.
Yeah. No, I just, you've seen, it was some old no-name movie I was watching, probably from the 70s. And, I watched enough just to, you know, I don't want to watch this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was a family eating dinner.
Yeah.
Typical suburban American family eating dinner with just full glasses of whole milk.
Yeah.
Right there.
For good bones, Tim. How are you going to break handles to your full capacity if you don't have strong bones?
It's funny. As a kid, as far as I can remember, I never liked just milk as a drink.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was
like chocolate milk, sure.
I didn't like
different.
Chocolate milk.
I will still drink chocolate milk to this day. But the milk is not the important part.
No, I understand that.
Because we drink hot water with chocolate in it and call it hot cocoa.
No. Who's drinking hot water and putting cocoa in it, Tim? You got to do milk for hot cocoa.
You can do water.
Just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you should do a thing.
But you can, and it's almost the same thing.
No. No, yeah. It's not. No. Yeah. No, it's not even close. Yeah. No. Yep. You cannot be more wrong.
Except I could be more right because most of those prepackaged things of hot cocoa powder already have powdered milk in them.
Yeah, but you know what makes powdered milk more milky? More milk. Liquid milk.
Yeah, at breakfast, the only reason I would have milk was because I was having cereal.
Huh.
And the only way I would drink that cereal milk was if it was like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Something that really
imbued. You did
not
drink your cereal milk.
Only if it was something that really imbued flavor into it.
We grew up in very different households because like I had milk was the only thing we drank at dinner, right? That's not water. You drank milk because it made strong bones. Wow. And then I always drank the milk out of my cereal and I always got milk with lunch at school. It was just like milk 24/7. Nothing but milk.
Man.
I'm not saying I disagree with you.
Yeah.
I want to let you finish, but I'm astonished at like the difference between our childhood sometimes.
Yeah, no, breakfast was OJ.
And that's probably why I, like, whenever I go eat breakfast now, if I'm at a diner, if I'm at McDonald's, if I am anywhere, I drink fucking OJ. The last time I ate breakfast without OJ, McDonald's, sometimes I'll get a soda for the caffeine or coffee. The last time I sat down and ate breakfast and didn't have OJ was when I was in Colorado and I had coffee because I just wanted the caffeine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went into the place just wanting coffee and I was I'll get breakfast too. Yeah. So, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's not that it wasn't around. My dad drank milk. We switched to non-dairy milk
Fuck non-dairy milk. You need to call it something else. It's not milk. Milk comes from a teat. If it doesn't come from a teat, it's not milk.
Okay, yeah, so nut water. We switched to nut water.
I'll give you some nut water. That's what's in that cup.
Because here's the thing. I've had almond milk, plain, unsweetened, regular ass almond milk.
Yeah.
And I like it has a better taste to me than regular 2% dairy milk.
Well, that's the thing. You don't drink 2% milk, Tim. Number one. Right off the bat, here's where you're starting. You're starting from the wrong. Number two.
Maybe that's what it is. We only ever had whole milk for cooking, you know?
So
that's where it is.
My family was a 2% milk family for forever. For basically forever. And then my uncles came. My uncle and his wife and my cousin, they came and stayed with us for several months, and they drank whole milk.
Uh-huh.
And there was whole milk in the fridge, and I was like, "What the fuck? Like, why? What is the?" I always knew there were multiple kinds of milk.
Yeah,
but I never understood the difference other than skim milk and buttermilk tasted awful.
Skim milk is terrible.
And so then I was like, "What's this even whole milk?" Terrible. And I take a sip of that, and I imagine it's like what born again Christians feel when they find Jesus
again.
Yeah. And they're just like, oh my God, that's what Jesus is. Like, I took a sip and I'm just like, that's what milk's supposed to taste like. And I was whole milk all the way.
Really?
Except for one concession. One time I didn't drink whole milk. And you know when that was, Tim?
When?
It was in high school. And I don't remember if you remember this, but I remember it very well.
Okay.
They had cartons of cookies and cream milk.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I always wondered why we didn't expand beyond
chocolate, strawberry.
Chocolate and strawberry.
Yeah.
Cookies and cream.
Caramel.
Caramel.
Butter pecan. Like, just anything that's good as an ice cream flavor should probably translate into a good milk.
I mean, we use strawberry. Why don't we switch? Why don't we go to blueberry?
Because blueberries are gross.
Why don't we go to grape? Why don't we go to anything? Anything. Strawberries are fine.
What kind of milk you want, Tim? I want grape. or cherry.
You got green apple? Yeah, so I'll take some green apple milk.
They're both favorites. But, you know, if you're out of grape, I'll take cherry.
Fuck strawberries. Why do we have cherry milk?
No, that's a good point.
Man. Never liked strawberry milk. Chocolate milk, though. I would drink some chocolate milk.
Nah. You want some chocolate milk right now?
Yeah.
I don't have any.
But, yeah, the nut water. I prefer that over regular milk.
Do you prefer communist Russia and China and Cuba, too?
Yeah.
You fucking communists?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Let me set this fucker up to 9. I just shot Tim. He's been dissolved. Sorry. Show's over, everybody. So I agree with you on milk because when I moved out on my own, right, I was in this habit, cereal with milk, have milk, you know, every couple of days, keeps you healthy. And I would try and buy milk and keep it in the house. But I just cannot fucking drink enough milk to justify the purchase. Like,
no,
I knew automatically, like, okay, you know, I grew up in house, 3 kids, we're all drinking milk. Well, only two kids could drink milk because my sister was lactose intolerant. 2 kids are drinking milk. We'd buy a gallon of milk every couple weeks. We'd get it off the back of the shelf. That would stay good longer. Obviously, I can't match those same numbers. So half gallon, surely I could.
Surely.
I used to drink a half gallon.
Yeah.
Surely I can still drink a half gallon. I was fucking wrong.
No.
I kept throwing away half of half gallons, and I'm like, all right, well,
you got a quart.
Fortunately, they got a quart.
Yep.
I understand volumes.
Yeah.
Quart, I'm throwing half a half gallon. A quart is what I'm drinking.
Somehow you're throwing half a quart.
So I have a quart. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What is going on in my life?
Yep.
So
that's how it works.
I stopped buying milk. I won't buy it unless I need it specifically for
cooking a
specific thing.
Yep.
And then I will buy the smallest thing I can.
The literal like Highland
single serve.
Here's a bottle of milk.
Yeah. Yep. Unless it's like, oh, I need two cups and this thing's like a cup and a half. Like, well, I guess I'll buy the one size bigger.
Yeah.
I do love Hertz Donuts. It's a donut shop that's here in town and it's all over. They do these gourmet donuts, but I always, whenever I go there and get a donut, I always get a thing of milk from them. It's a good pairing, they're not fresh. They sit out for a while, but a good donut and some good ice cold milk. Mm.
That's also, the other thing is ice. My dad will put ice in his milk.
That's fucked up. No. You just got to get the milk almost to freezing.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. Since we're going into November, right?
Yeah.
November, I know what you're all thinking. You've been thinking about it since we started this issue. You're thinking about hot chocolate.
Yep.
Let me give you Tab's secret hot chocolate recipe. Okay? You ready for it? Get your pen and paper. Lando Lakes makes powdered hot chocolate that is fucking great.
Uh-huh.
Lots of different flavors. Me, I like the white chocolate because I hate black people.
Yeah. So you've eschewed the virtues of the white chocolate.
The white chocolate is superior chocolate.
Yeah.
And it cannot be brought down by these inferior blended chocolate races.
I think I'm going to try and find some.
I've got some here right now. Yeah. You want?
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean though.
Are you going to try and find some white hot chocolate?
Yeah. Some hot white chocolate.
Anyway, I like that one. But you could get, I mean, if you like dark chocolate, you get the dark chocolate, milk chocolate.
I've got a
milk
chocolate. Sea salt caramel hot chocolate.
I bet they got that if you're a real D-gen.
Yep. I said, I've still got some from last year, I think.
So you take that, you double boil to heat up your milk, to get your milk nice and hot, right?
Uh-huh.
Your exact measurement for your hot chocolate. The other thing about this Land O'Lakes stuff is you put a fuckload of it in your drink. Yeah,
you don't get the one that is like a pouch that you tear open and pour in. You get the one that's a jar with a spoon in it.
No, yeah. I mean, I've done the pouches too. Yeah. The jar with the spoon's but even then, like the basic 8 ounces of water is like six scoops of this shit, according to their directions.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So you heat up your milk, you add in your hot chocolate, right? You get that stirring nice and good. Now here's where it goes. This is where it goes from good to great, Tim. Yeah. Bailey's.
Yeah.
Boom, right there on top. And then you know what else you're adding?
What?
Jameson.
But Bailey's is already...
But Jameson is better. You know, what you're making right there? Basically, you're making an Irish carbine without the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you add the Bailey's cream, you add the Jameson, stir that up in there. The sugar from the chocolate is going to completely cover up the taste of alcohol. So you can only have a couple of these. And you should probably only have them at home. Like,
yeah.
It's cold and rainy like this tonight.
We should do that for our
November movie commentary
or December. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice rainy night like it is tonight, or snowing. Yeah. It's cold. You don't want to go out. You put on your pajamas. You make yourself some of Tab's famous alcoholic hot chocolate, and you drink a couple of glasses with whoever you want to spend time with, and tell me you don't get fucking giddy. That shit's great.
Yeah. Irish hot chocolate.
Irish hot chocolate. Yeah. I invented that. But you got to do milk, Tim. You can't do water. You can do water if you want to really rob yourself of the full experience.
What about nut milk?
No nut milk, Tim. The other thing you can do with it is if you're doing a dark chocolate, if you have a white chocolate, a solid piece of chocolate, I used to do this. Take a like a Hershey's, the little mini Hershey bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or a Hershey's Kiss, and drop that fucker in there and heat up the cup so it starts to liquefy before you add in the water. And that makes it just a whole notch up richer. Like, you're trying to make this as rich as possible so that when you drink it, you go into a diabetic coma. You don't wake up. That's what milk is good for. And then you end up throwing away half that container because it's fucking milk, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there was a milk, I don't know, like a lobby
There was.
Our parents really, they were pushing the hell out of milk.
It wasn't our parents. It was Michael Bay.
What? It was Michael Bay. Please explain this.
Michael Bay got milk.
Did he invent that?
90s. Michael Jordan posters.
Michael Bay invented the Got Milk slogan.
I don't know that he invented the Got Milk slogan, but I'm pretty sure he was very heavily involved with the whole Got Milk movement.
The Got Milk movement.
Yes.
Oh, that's some funny shit.
Which, of course, we all know was...
propaganda from the Dairy Farmers of America.
Yep.
Yeah. But, like, schools were pushing on you. It was like the food pyramid. Like, you got to have... You have 3 servings of dairy a day. It's like, that's 3 glasses of milk. But what about if I just have cheese on a sandwich? Uh-huh. That technically counts, but you should probably have the milk, too, because it's the best way to get calcium to your bones.
Except orange juice has more calcium than milk does.
Yeah, well, that is what it is.
Let's see. Michael Bay began working after college, began working at Propaganda Films, where he directed commercials and music videos.
That is not a good name of a company.
No, it's not. He directed Goodby, Silverstein & Partners Got Milk advertisement campaign for the California Milk Processors Board in 1993, which won him a Grand Prix Clio Award for Commercial of the Year.
And the chance to direct Transformers. I cannot believe that. Michael Bay is why we're drinking all this milk?
Yep.
That fucker. Well, that's a good issue, Tim. And like I said, I do agree with you. As much shit as I gave it to you about it, I'm 100% on board. but here's what I don't many get. You got to put on a jacket because it's cold outside, even though you're dressed as a superhero. And I'm talking about when you're Halloween trick-or-treating back when you were a kid.
Yep.
And you live in an area like ours where every fucking October, right about now, temperature drops, lows in the 40s.
Rain starts.
At night and rain. And it's like... All right, time to go trick-or-treating, and you're in your Batman costume or your Robin costume, your Spider-Man, whatever, like princess, a Ninja Turtle, a Transformer. You are fucking, you are stoked.
You've been Ranger.
Looking forward to this. Red Ranger, Green Ranger, not the Black Ranger, though.
Visibility issues.
That's it's visibility issues, yeah. You are ready to go. That was the other thing about it was like, there's like, you can't go out dressed as Batman for trick-or-treating that people can't see you. Like, that's the point of being Batman! No, it's cold out. You gotta have to put on a jacket. Like, Batman doesn't wear a jacket!
Moon Knight wears all white.
Yeah.
Because he wants them to see him coming.
Uh-huh.
And also, he's mentally insane.
Batman wears all black so they don't see him coming, and he's a successful billionaire. Want me to grow up to be, Mom? Every year I remember this fight with my parents about, like, well, Batman doesn't wear a jacket. Like, well, Batman doesn't live in my house, and you're going to wear a jacket. It's just like, God, fuck you. Fuck you and your jackets. I'm not wearing a jacket ever again. You know who didn't wear a jacket, Tim? Socrates. That's deep.
You know who liked to have sex with little boys? Socrates.
Jeffrey Epstein.
And Socrates.
That was the ruiner of every costume.
Yeah.
You'd go get it at the store also, mid-October, and you'd be trying it on at home and just be like, I'm going to be Spider-Man. I'm a Spider-Man the shit out of this Halloween. Yeah. And then it's like.
Also, as a kid, you don't have a regular-looking jacket.
No, you have some, like, bright, flashy douchebag-looking jacket.
Yep.
And then you're going up to every house. Bing bong. Trick-or-treat. What the fuck are you? Like, man, I'm fucking Spider-Man! You can't tell because I'm wearing this goddamn jacket! You see that, Mom? He doesn't know what the fuck I am because I'm wearing this fucking jacket! This is bullshit! This is bullshit! Give me the fucking candy! Get the fuck out of here!
Box of raisins.
Box of raisins. Every year, man, every year it'd be like, you got to wear the jacket. And then until like, I think I hit my teens and then I just stop, I'd be like, oh yeah. You know, when I'm taking myself out, it's like, be sure to wear your jacket. Like, oh yeah, I got it on. Not run out there.
That's why slashers slash in different in not here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Slash in like California. Where you go out for Halloween and it's 75 degrees and
man, I fucking envy California.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, you're watching TV and shit. None of these kids on TV are putting on fucking jackets to go trick-or-treating. Nope. Like, the real solution to it is for your parents to have been like, all right, you don't have to wear a jacket. And then 15 minutes into your trick-or-treating,
miserable.
When you're fucking freezing miserable, and you're just like, I'm cold. And your parents are like, well, I bet you wish you wore a jacket. Like, I mean, fuck you. Spider-Man don't wear no motherfucking jacket.
Yep.
That's childhood rage is coming up out of me. It was so frustrating. Like, it took so many great costumes and just made them pedestrian.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're someone in a jean jacket, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, and then the people are harassing you about this shit. Like, you're not dressed up. Like, man, I'm fucking dressed up underneath this big fucking coat I got. Just give me the fucking candy. I got to have this whole rigmarole every goddamn house on this block. I don't think you realize I'm 8. I got lots of fucking houses to get. I got to get this bag full of fucking candy.
Before 8:30,
these fuckers going to take me home and start fucking digging through and eating this shit. I need to just fucking put the candy in the bag. What the fuck's the matter with you? I'm going to get old. I'm going to come up here. I'm going to burn this fucking house down. They're just like, what a very articulate, angry 8-year-old. I think you only have to learn that lesson once, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Of, oh, shit, I can't wear it. I can't just not wear it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, there are definitely solutions to this problem, like underlayers.
Yeah.
Some people say long johns. Personally, I hate long johns because I don't like my clothes touching me. That was a big argument when I was a kid about like, you got to wear these long johns, they're your pajamas. And I'm like, I hate these. They're uncomfortable. And my parents didn't understand that. It's probably because I have autism and I don't like shit touching me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just this big fight that they were wrong about and I was right about. And now kind of like post facto, I'm going to be like, yeah, see, I knew what I was talking about. But you could wear that. You could like layer up underneath with just some thicker clothes. Like my costume, I'm planning, it's going to be cold and rainy, and I'm like, velour shirt, that's going to be warm.
Uh-huh.
Worst case scenario, I'm going to wear long sleeves underneath and some a pair of shorts underneath my clothes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'm warm as fuck. No jacket.
Also, like, as a kid, right, you don't have any bearing on, you can pick out your costume.
Yeah.
But you don't have any bearing on how well it's made.
Yeah.
Right? I want you to imagine how thin was that polyester Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, there was nothing there.
Yeah, and you're not wearing anything under that.
I mean,
maybe a shirt.
You might be wearing like a shirt and jeans.
Yeah,
but even then, your parents are still like, you putting on a jacket.
Yep.
I understand that they got your best interests at heart, but you're making you look like a fucking idiot on the one night of the year where you can look cool as shit.
Uh huh.
So, I mean, just let me suffer. The excitement, excitement of getting free candy, probably enough to keep my blood pressure running so high that I won't get cold.
Like, you put our asses here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you motherfuckers moved here.
You were born in California. Why are we living in California right now?
Oh. Spider-Man with a jacket, man. Yeah. Batman with a jacket. Superman with a jacket.
Except nowadays, all three of those have canon versions with jackets. Yeah.
So Batman, you could do the Russian version.
Yep.
So when is Superman wearing a jacket?
You could do just 90s Superboy. Jean jacket, sunglasses.
T-shirt. Yeah. What about Spider-Man?
Punk Spider-Man.
Punk Spider-Man.
With the
leather jacket and the spiky thing on the top of his head. Okay. About a Ninja Turtle. Ninja Turtles aren't wearing jackets.
No, but that's why you go as Casey Jones, bitch.
Who the fuck wants to be Casey Jones? It's Canadians. A turtle that does kung fu.
Canadians.
Fuck Canadians.
Okay, then you go as
Iron Man's not wearing a jacket.
You go as Mikey when he's in the city. Not Mikey, Ralph. You go as Ralph when he's in the city with like the big old trench coat.
Yeah, and the big
hat.
Stupid hat.
Yeah.
What about Captain America's not wearing a jacket?
Oh, there's definitely a jacket wearing Captain America somewhere.
Vision's not wearing a jacket.
There's definitely a jacket wearing Vision somewhere. Oh yeah.
No.
I could find a picture right now.
He's wearing a sweater, maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, there you go. Sweater. That's fine.
Yeah. You're part of the problem here. I'm arguing on behalf of the people and their kids. Maybe people who have listened to this podcast, they got kids, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to think, they're going to reflect, they're going to be like, do I make my kid wear a jacket this year? No.
No. You pat him up.
And I save that kid, right? And then he gets pneumonia and dies, and I'm just like, well, you're a terrible parent. Why would you listen to me? Like, yeah. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I have kids.
Fucking kids. Well, that brings us to the middle of our mini-sode, where usually we talk about some news, but instead we're going to talk about how cool this phaser is.
It is pretty cool. I thought I almost broke it when I first had a hold of it. But then Tab fixed it.
I fixed it, because I can fix anything. Yeah. No, really what we talk about is just say thank you to all our patrons this month, the month of October. The spooky month of October. Yep. Apparently Tim didn't get the memo on spooky October, Halloween thing. Comes out right before Halloween. They do some Halloween-themed issues.
Milk?
No, it's no big deal. It's no big deal, though. I'm sure everybody's real upset about milk in October. It's cool.
Right they are.
And how much you hate the gays and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But no, thank you everybody for supporting the show. I very much appreciate it. And we hope you keep doing it in November.
Yep.
November's going to be a big month of anniversaries.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be your 2 years on the show. It'll be the 3 year mark of the show. Todd will have been on the show for a full year.
Yep.
Shame we're going to have to let him go. Hoping to get some big name guests for 156. And by big name guests, I mean like no one else except for people who listen to the show will care that they're on it. But I mean, I feel like that's big for us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, Tim, what's your second issue this month?
Here's what I don't mini get. Beverage wounds.
Beverage wounds.
I'm talking about bottles, cans.
Clap your hands.
Capri Suns.
Oh, you want a Capri Sun?
I do.
I hope you like Pacific Cooler and penis.
The only Capri Sun that is of any note,
fruit punch,
flavor wise, was the lemonade one.
Lemonade? I didn't even know there was a lemonade.
Yeah. There was everything else. Just like here's some fruit juice in a pouch with the.
I like to take these pouches and cut open the corner and then pour them into a cup.
Hey, here's some slightly pink. Juice.
You find out like there is almost no juice inside these pouches.
Oh yeah. It's you know, it's like half a cup maybe.
They're not even labeled because then you would know.
Yep. Wow, that's good. That tastes like childhood, man. Tastes like childhood. Anyways,
get the straw out of this package.
I'm tired of these beverages that are hard to open.
You know the most impressive thing is, when's the last time you had a Capri Sun? It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It's been a long time.
He got that fucker in one try.
I never missed.
I'm proud of you, man. You never missed?
Never missed.
Oh, now. Just going to sit here and make you punch a bunch of Capri Suns until you miss one.
I never found. Some people were like, oh, I missed it. Like, how do you miss? It's a target. It's right there. You got a pointy end.
I was a cheater. I'd stab the bottom.
I never had to stab the bottom.
You never stabbed the bottom?
Never stabbed the bottom.
You never stabbed the
bottom? Never.
Not even just for fun?
No. I cut the top off with scissors before I cut the stabbed the bottom. Anyways, I showed Tab this this bottle wound I have on my finger.
He lost a whole finger.
I lost a whole finger. No, this is an especially deep one. So deep that you could like run your fingernail over it and it's like, oh, I slipped in there.
Well, I'm done with mine.
I was trying to open a beer the other day, and which sounds weird coming out of me.
It was for making chili, wasn't it?
No, I drank it.
Oh,
it was like a White Claw flavored beer thing that we had in our fridge that was free. We got for free.
Yeah,
but it was one of those. It was a can, so it was one of those tabs that was way too flush with the can, and so by the time you got it open, I'm like, I was expecting to see blood.
And like you tore your whole fingernail off.
Yeah.
That's why I just tuck my knife under.
This is why everything should come in Capri Sun pouches.
They sell wine that comes in Capri Sun pouches.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So before I even brought up Capri Sun, this is my solution to the issue.
Do you remember the movie Mission to Mars that had like Gary Sinise in it, I think, maybe? And Don Cheadle?
I know, Ghost of Mars.
No, it's not Ghost of Mars. It's called Mission to Mars.
Did it come out? I think it came out around the same time as Ghost of Mars.
I think it did too.
Which is a terrible movie.
It also had Tim Robbins, Gary Sinise, Don Cheadle, Connie Nielsen, Jerry O'Connell, Peter Outerbrew.
That's a decent cast.
Yeah, especially for
what year?
2000.
Ah, '01 was
year 2000.
'01 was Ghost of Mars.
That was the cover. Anyway, in that movie, they're in the spaceship, and the spaceship gets hit by meteoroids, and it develops a hole. They're venting atmosphere out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, "Oh my God, how do we stop this?" And the guy grabs his Capri Sun Dr. Pepper pouch, because that's how they drink Dr. Pepper in space.
Nice.
And squeezes it, and the liquid floats out and then goes through the hole, and they're like, "Oh, I found the hole," and they plug it up, and their life is saved by a Capri Sun pouch, Tim. You want not only do you have you solved Earth-based drink problems, but you're also solving space-borne drink problems.
Yep. Tang, man. Tang.
I go for some Tang right now. You want some
Tang? I never
had
Tang.
Okay.
No, seriously, I never had it.
Me either. I've never had it either. No. I always wanted to, because I just thought the word was funny.
Plus, you had the monkey in the commercials.
Yeah.
Plus, it is a funny name.
It's a funny name. I don't know. I like whoever the guy who was invented that is like, I got to come up with a name for my orangish flavored drink, juice drink.
Sour. I'll call it sour. No.
I'll call it Tang. Yeah, that'll work.
Or I'll call it Zing.
Zang.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you always make fun of me because I always bottle open up screw tops. And now you understand.
Yeah.
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 They cause me an immense amount of pain. I don't know why. Screw tops.
Yeah.
It's bottles. Always.
Yeah. It's plastic bottles because, I mean, you get the thing on the side of the finger.
That little like thing that stays around the neck. That piece.
Yeah. That piece. It cuts you.
Yeah. That's why milk is superior in that regard, that you peel that piece off and
see,
then you pop the
now
top.
That's a good, that also works.
Mm-hmm. Every time. I don't think I've ever had one of those fail.
No. Sometimes
it'll pop the lid off before the whole thing's peeled off. And it's just
but that's
like,
not a
that's
problem.
Okay, I'll just peel the rest of that off, throw it away. And then it always reseals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. There's that. There's the Capri Sun pouch. Why can't we be grown-ups about it and be like, hey, this doesn't have to be in a can.
Well, yeah.
I can't imagine before they invented the tab.
Yeah. Oh, when you had to like punch your own holes and then hope you didn't slice yourself open on those set holes. Yeah. That was fucked up time.
That was one of the things like, don't go walking outside barefoot.
Yep. That was why.
And that was why, because people would just throw them on the side, throw the lids on the side, you know, and you see a can lid nowadays, you're like, okay, whatever.
And, yeah.
Yeah. But these is like, no, someone opened that with a knife.
I've done that. Have you ever done that? I had to open a can with a knife?
Only to, like, wedge the knife in there and pry the top.
Oh, I've, like, knife in, knife in.
Nope.
And you leave this, like, the hole is jagged. Like, if you were to stick your hand in there, it would tear you up.
Yeah,
and then the edges of the lid that you pull off are also horrendously jagged.
Yep.
Yeah. It's rough life going to San Francisco, but you got to survive somehow.
We invented the Capri Sun.
Well,
How old is the Capri Sun?
I don't know. I mean, we had them when we were kids, so at least that old.
At least that old. And we haven't moved to Capri Sun-based. We haven't moved to pouch-based drinks. Why not? They take up less space.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because have you seen the adult-ass Capri Suns?
No.
They're about twice. They're this width, but double the height. About.
Yeah.
Maybe 1.5.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be all for that.
They're fun?
All over that. Yeah, they're fun. You can turn them into a cell phone. a back in the day cell phone. Do you remember doing that?
Yeah.
Take a little pen and put some numbers on there and be like, I got my Capri Sun phone. Go out on the playground, play with your friends. Like you're all secret agents making phone calls about
Power
like,
Rangers.
Fucking phone calls about like what? You're fucking six. Like what are you? What are you phone calling
who
people
are you
about?
Calling?
Now kids have real phones and all they do is dick around on them. It's just like, why do you need that? Well, you know, I need to keep track of. No, just like fucking tie a string around their ankle. Done. Get one of those. You know the tile. Those tile things you like put in your on your keys or in your wallet or whatever?
No.
You don't know that?
No.
It's a little square. You can get a charm. It'll go on your keys. You can get a thing you can slide in your wallet. You can put them on whatever, like anything that's expensive you don't want to lose. And it tracks it via Bluetooth. You can send a signal. And
I'm pretty sure I've talked about wanting this exact thing on this show before.
Yeah. I probably told you about Tile because those things exist and they have for quite a while, Tim. If you stop playing Destiny for 10 minutes, you might find that out. But literally, this week's episode description is just like, it was the shortest one I've ever seen. It's just like, do you really need a description? I'm trying to get back and play Destiny.
You know why?
You're trying to harvest presentable boxes?
Yep. That's exactly what we talked about.
The funny thing is, he spent like 25 minutes explaining this to me, and I don't remember. It was a purple box with a yellow dot, and that was the highest level box you could get.
Yep.
Or that was the second level highest level box you could get. Anyway, what was I even saying about that made me bring that up? The tile.
Yeah, tile.
They make tiles now that are stickers, so you can like sticker them to shit instead of just having them be, because like right now they have to be on something or in something.
Okay.
It's like they now make a credit card size one that'll slip in with your credit cards and your wallet, totally invisible. And then when you're like, where's my wallet? You can hit a button and it'll go bing and you can go find it. And now they make stickers too. And just like get one of those, slap that fucker on the back of your kid's neck and then sew it in and boom, free kid tracking.
No. That's a waste of money. That's a waste of time and money because in 5 years, the government RFID chips that will have subdermally implanted will just have that built in.
Yeah, well, you got to get ahead of them.
Yeah.
That's a good issue, Tim. Beverage wounds.
It still hurts when I bend my finger.
Do you want me to call your mom to come kiss
please,
it?
Please.
Well, here's what I don't many get. Modern trick-or-treating. You know, when we were kids, how'd you go trick-or-treating, Tim, right? You got your costume on, you put on your jacket.
Yep.
Now, let's say you're eight, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite the age your parents trust you to be in the neighborhood alone, so they're escorting you.
Yep.
What is the steps? You got your jacket on, you're ready to go. Your parents say, you're ready to go trick-or-treating. You say, yes. What happens?
Go counter. I go counter because I same house.
Yeah.
Counterclockwise, in the cul-de-sac. And then, right turn into that next street.
Yeah.
Make the way down that street.
And how are you? What's your mode of travel for this?
Shoes.
Yeah. You're walking.
Yeah.
Right. Your parents just they stop on this road. You walk up to the house. You walk back and you walk to the next one. They're just there to keep an eye on you. You're doing all the back and forth to the houses, right?
Yeah.
That's the way trick-or-treating was when I was a kid, too. About that same age, I'm going with my parents. I go to house to house. Then I get a little bit older. I'm in my early preteen years.
Yeah.
I've got two younger sisters. And eventually my teens. Like I'm taking my sisters trick-or-treating. We go a small circuit with them. My friend across the street in the house, like the last couple of years I was trick-or-treating, I lived across the street from this guy that you and I were both friends with as kids.
Yeah.
So he and I would get together. We'd take my sisters. We'd do a couple blocks around, and we'd get my sisters a bunch of candy. We'd get a bunch of candy. And then it started to get a little late. They were young. We'd drop them back off at my house, and then he and I would go on our circuit. And we live between Pittsburgh and Yale, which is about a third of a square mile.
Yeah.
Between 15th and 11th. And I guess it's a third. I guess it's a third of a quarter mile. Yeah. Anyway, No, I guess it's like an eighth of a mile. I don't know. An eighth of a square mile or so inside this neighborhood. And we would just grid system it back and forth, back and forth, up and down, and hit every house in that. And then we'd spread outwards. All on foot, all by our own maps. And that was it. And I remember then, this would have been like early 2000s, 2001, two, three, four, five. I remember then there would be these kids who you'd see like someone with a pickup truck or a car, and the kids would get out of the car and walk to the house and walk back and get in the car and then drive down to the next house.
10 feet, yeah.
It wasn't like they were coming from a different neighborhood. Like, these were kids that we knew.
Yeah.
And they're getting driven around the neighborhood as opposed to, which, you know, that means they're probably getting more candy. But what the F is the deal with that? It really bothered me.
Yeah.
Like, this is the modern form of trick-or-treating. So then fast forward many years, moved to a different neighborhood. I'm an adult now. I'm giving out candy.
Yep.
I really enjoy that. Keep people coming up to the house. We decorate our house like crazy. Kids are coming up and getting candy.
Yeah, yeah.
And like more than half, there's a car sitting at the end of our driveway.
Yep.
And these kids walk and get on the bed of the truck and ride down to the next house. And it's just like two houses down because the house two houses directly next to us didn't do it. But it's just like, you can't walk 60 feet. Your legs broke or something. And then another couple of years passed and we started getting kids just showing up, no costume. And at first I'm like, oh, you had to wear a jacket? No, they're just not wearing costume. They just got their bag, trick or treat. What are you dressed as? I'm not dressed. And you're not getting any candy.
Yeah.
It's not free candy for kids' day. It's free candy for people who are dressed up. You put on like a little domino mask and be like, I'm a bandit. I'd be like, here's your fucking candy, bandit. I'm not asking the world. Like, it's not a costume contest where I'm like, sorry, come back later.
Paper mask.
No one's ever good. Put a bag on your head for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
It's this modern trick-or-treating to the point that a couple years ago, I was home. I didn't have to work Halloween. It's like the last time I didn't have to work Halloween before this one.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'm going to give out candy. I haven't gotten to give out candy in years. I get my bowl, buy some candy at the store. I'm sitting there at home. I got the light on, the door open. I got scary movies on. And nobody comes.
Nope.
Not one kid comes down our street.
Nope.
And it's because everybody's going to these events now.
Yep.
These trunk or treats, these mall Halloweens,
yep.
Hallowzooween.
Yeah.
Fucking anything they can, not to have to walk around their own goddamn neighborhood and get candy. It's like you go to trunk or treat and you can do the same trick or treating as 30 houses, but in a parking lot. It's like, well, duh. That was the other fun thing was, especially when we got to be like the early teenage years when you were still having a lot of fun doing Halloween.
Yeah.
Is we would stay out. Our friend, he and I would stay out until like 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you'd be hoping to get that person and be like, what time is it? Oh, it's like 8:45. You know what? Here you go, guys. And then just dump the man, we got so many bowl dumps. We would take breaks. Like we would take a break from like 8 to 8:30 and then we'd hit the circuit again.
Uh-huh.
Bowl dump right in there, the motherfuckers, like, oh yeah. And then as we turn around, the guy would turn off his light. I mean, there were rules. You don't go to houses that don't have lights on.
Yep.
It's like people don't want to be part of Halloween, so they've shunned Halloween to have to be somewhere else. Where it's like, when I was a kid, the way you didn't participate in Halloween was you didn't turn on your fucking porch light.
Yeah.
It was that simple. It wasn't like, oh, we're not just banging down doors, boom, boom, boom. Where's our fucking candy? It's like, your light's on, you got decorations up.
Yeah.
Ding dong, trick or treat. Your light's not on, you don't have any decorations up. Maybe you do have decorations up, but you're not home. Well, I'm not going to get involved with this. I don't want to bother that gentleman.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if I go to that door and knock and the guy opens the door, he's like, I'm not giving out fucking candy. That's like 40 seconds that I could be using to get to that house down there and beat these motherfuckers who have been following me because we're kind of on the same sequence cycle. God, that always drove my ass crazy. You get like these super annoying fucking kids that would be on your same cycle.
Oh, man.
And then it'd be like, oh, are you guys with them? Like, no, we're not with them. We have cool Halloween. Look at this fucking, this guy's dressed as a dog. It's lame as fuck. This girl, she's got like some princess thing on. on. It's just like the cheapest princess ass costume I've ever seen. This gentleman here is Angus Young from motherfucking AC/DC, and I am a ninja. Is that not obvious?
Of course he would have been.
So it's like, we are a whole other caliber of fucking hell. Bag matches my, get the fuck out of here with you. Are you with these motherfuckers? Just put the damn candy in the bag. that shit. Yeah, modern trick or treating. It's frankly un-American.
Like I said, last year, I want to say last year, we got no visitors.
Oh, that's a bummer, man.
Not even not even the next door neighbors. Well, mostly because they're like in high school now. The kids are like in high school now.
Oh.
Whereas the past couple of years, you know, they were young enough to actually come by. And then the year before that was like two or three visits.
Like, people don't decorate their houses anymore.
We never really did.
Yeah.
Just because my parents aren't into it. But
I remember driving down.
But when I own a house.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, man.
There's a Halloween party. My apartment complex is putting on a Halloween party, and there's like costume contest. And then there are age groups like 4 to 6 or 4 to 8, 8 to 12, 13 to 18. Where's the adult category? Where's the fucking adult category?
Yeah.
I'll go compete against these damn kids. It's not like the fucking kid is doing anything to get the costume either. Yeah. It's like, oh, your mom bought that for you?
Good job.
You won. Your mom spent the most money. Congratulations. I want to go up against a real competitor.
Yeah.
Someone who sewed their own shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some cosplayer.
Some fucking cosplayer. Like, yeah. Let's go. You and me. Mano a mano. See who recognizes who first. Your anime character or my Starfleet person. Yeah. Oh, you're from Star Trek. That's one for me. Yeah. Oh, you're from Star Trek. That's one for me. And then like a group of just mouthpieces kind of like, hey, you're a guy from an anime. I'm just like, God damn it. You fucking nerds. Celebrate Halloween right. Take your kids walking. Walk they asses. You got to burn off the calories before you can eat the candy. Yep. That was the thing.
Yeah.
The candy, like, it's free, but it really teaches you a valuable lesson, because you don't just get candy. Like, if it was free candy, you'd sit your ass at home. People come knock on your door and be like, oh, you're dressed as Batman?
Here's some candy. Yeah.
No. You got to walk your ass to all your neighbors. You got to smile.
Yep.
You got to say trick or treat.
Uh-huh.
And you got to say thank you.
Yep.
Before you turn your ass around and come back down the sidewalk. I remember when my sister was young, she didn't say thank you. And I was like, hey, you turn around, you say thank you to those people. And, and she's like, you say thank you to those people. Turn around. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
As a candy giver, that's part of...
That's the contract.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
As a candy giver, you open the door and you're surprised every time, right? Because you have no idea what's going on, right? Yeah. It's a spin of the wheel.
No,
throwing the dice.
That's the thing. You're always like, oh my God, there are trick-or-treaters here. Is this going to be happening all night? It's a good thing I bought this bowl of candy.
And then you're like, oh shit, that 7-year-old is Optimus Prime.
Yeah, and there's like, what are you? Like, oh, I'm a Mormon. I'm just here to talk to you about Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
Yeah. And then they're like,
want some candy? Yeah, or?
This little girl, it's like, oh, I'm Elsa, right, from Frozen. He's like, okay, you have some candy. You have some candy. You have some candy. And then they go, thank you, mister.
And you're like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Get on down to the next house. Get some more free candy. Yeah. I want to do a twofer system, right? Where I'm in the house.
Or maybe dressed up?
Maybe someone else. No. Someone else is in the house. Well, I always dressed up when I was giving out candy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'd put on some, like, cheap costume.
Cheap, yeah.
Maybe my partner is in the house, right, giving away candy. They come up, give the candy, and then when they don't say thank you, I'm hiding the bushes. Nail them with a fucking bat. We're taking that candy back. You didn't say thank you. Parents, that's a lesson to you. You need to make your kids say thank you. They're going to get hit with a bat. And then put that candy back in the bowl with the rest of our candy.
Yep.
See if we end up with more candy at the end of the night than we had when we started.
And then great Halloween, either way.
That's a great Halloween either way. I love Halloween, man. I'm not like one of those creepy Wicca girls that's like, I love Halloween. Halloween should be year round. Blah, 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 blah. But like, I am just, really jubilant and excited for Halloween. It's a fun holiday. It's
we are excited about Halloween the way other people are excited about Christmas.
Yeah, I don't even why you know why you'd mention that in this episode, but whatever. Yeah, I just want to have fun. I just like that's really what it comes down to. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. When it's over on the first, I'll just be like, all right, this year was a good year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year will be better. Yep. But I'm not like counting down the days like some people.
Well, I am, but that's only because it's...
Every time I text you.
Because it's a week from yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this has been Here's What I Don't Mini Get. I'm your very spooky host, Tab Burt.
I'm your undead co-host, Tim the Handlebreaker.
And we'll catch you next time. Or will we? Oh my God, there are listeners here, Tim.